Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike Max is brought to us this time around by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Mike Max.
You're speeding.
Yes, here you are. Here you are. We're winding down. I just called Steve Simpson stupid. That was not nice of me. I don't know what
happened.
Why
did you do that?
His name because he Steve. Didn't know what je ne sais quoi meant.
Well, neither did I, but I just acted like I did.
I know. That's is je ne sais quoi.
Steve's authentic, and I'm not.
Hey, listen, that was fun.
Steve can admit that he says it. I can't.
Listen, as the kids will say, it's not nice to call anybody stupid or dumb, so... I take it back. How about that win?
But if my kids do it, then it's okay because they do it to me.
Do they call you dumb? Oh. Dad, you're so dumb.
Oh,
I bet you are dumb. Yes, yeah. My kids constantly say, I'm, like they
plug
just,
in.
Oh, they have all these phrases. Like, what did my daughter say to me the other day? Kits. Something is kits. I'm like,
and then lit
mean?
Is another one. That is so lit. I go, okay, I guess so that's lit. Cool. Yeah.
Well, apparently it's like cosmic. So if something is serendipitous and it happens for a reason and it's all kind of the stars align, it's kits.
It's cosmic.
Or cosmic cons. Anyway, whatever. I never know what the words are. I just go with the flow.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Talk to me about the Wolves. Nice win last night.
They got a little mojo here. Three straight wins and without Anthony Edwards for the last two. you do worry a little bit right now, not about the Wolves, but about COVID and what could happen next, you know, with all these teams. The Chicago Bulls have had Zach LaVine's out. I mean, there's a long list now. Anthony Edwards is out. The Lakers lost their head coach after they played the Wolves on Friday. But I'm not going to rain on the parade right now. You know what I'm saying? Play a good hand here. The Wolves are playing well. They're exciting. They've come together with defining roles. You could kind of see it in front of your eyes. I still say D'Angelo Russell is a big key to this, and I don't like that because he's the kind of guy that could miss a week or two, with an ankle injury like he did a couple weeks ago, but he's really good. Last night, he made a couple of shots where you go, they were just game changers where you had to have the momentum shift back, and he's not afraid of anything. You know, he's not afraid to take 25-footer. He's not afraid of the moment. He's not afraid to pass it up. He's really good, and that makes him kind of really frustrating, too, because you're not sure what you're going to get from him all the time. But when you get him and Towns and then Edwards comes back, that's pretty good big three. And it looks like guys like Vanderbilt have really figured out what he can do for this team. And, yeah, it's fun. It was a fun watch last night at Target Center for fans. I was there as a spectator, and it was just a fun – I watched the fans as much as I watched and how they react. And, you know, the other thing you always look for is, are you seeing more Timberwolves jerseys in the audience as opposed to the opposing team?
Sure.
Which has been, you know, the old bugaboo. You know, they come to watch the other team, but and you're starting to see that. So there's some fun stuff ahead, I think, for us over the next few months.
Can't wait. And now the Vikings tonight on television. Your prediction.
I think they're going to win. It's been so long since they played a game now, you know, since they played Pittsburgh, you know, and you've had these COVID issues with different players and the Bears. The Bears are, we've said this before, you know, and you said this when they lost to Detroit, but you better be able to beat these teams, because if you're going to be a playoff team, you got to beat the teams that aren't very good. And Detroit was one of them, and that will be the one that, you know, could rob them of a season. But Chicago's better than Detroit, but certainly not a great team. And, Vikings have had some trouble at Soldier Field for sure, and they seem to always play them on Monday night at Soldier Field. But the Bears, they're fragile right now for a lot of reasons. COVID, rookie quarterback, coaches not there, all that stuff. You should be able to beat the Chicago Bears tonight.
Should is the operative word there.
Yeah, but and if you don't, well, then you can guess what? You don't deserve to be in the playoffs, you know?
And then Mike Zimmer has to find a job as an Uber driver.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, at $8 million a year, I think he's got 1 year left. He can even relax a little if he wants. But that's not in his DNA either. I think not. You know, he's never been fired, and he's 65 years old, and that is unbelievable as a football coach to take on this journey and never have been fired and get to be age 65.
And he's got that 22-year-old girlfriend. What, we're not going to talk about her right now.
Hey, she's 40. You mean the one that's on the cover of Maxim?
Yeah, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So let's talk about the Minnesota Wild. Another game called off because of COVID.
Yeah.
That's a wing dinger.
Yeah, and let's be honest, we're all kind of watching on pins and needles with the Target Field game coming up on January 1st, and you keep seeing who was it yesterday? The Bruins, were they the latest to shut down until after the holiday? They have a mandatory holiday break that's written into the collective bargaining agreement, so they can't play. I believe it's the 23rd, 24th, 25th, or 24th, 25th, 26th. You can't have a game. That's standard for the NHL. And so they're simply going, hey, until you get back from there, we're shutting you down. And that's happened now with, you know, several teams. And so it's getting kind of scary. And if you talk to Dr. Ostrom, he will tell you that hockey is, I always thought, well, you know, that sport seems like it would have be least threatened by the virus. He says it's more because the boards go up and the virus lives in the cold and it doesn't move because you don't have ventilation. You can't put ventilation down there, you know, inside the rink. And then you've got the boards extended. So he says it's actually a tougher sport, because in proximity, the virus lives and it lives more easily because where you can't do much to negate it. So hockey becomes more vulnerable.
Huh, that is so interesting. I don't know that I had thought about it like that before.
That's why you come to me, Jonesy.
I know you are an oracle of knowledge and other things.
But, you know, it's funny, like,
let me say one thing. That game is coming up, that special All-Star game, or the Classic, right?
January 1st, yep.
Yeah. I mean, we better hope we don't have COVID that'll wreck that.
We better hope we don't have COVID that'll wreck that. That's right.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Yeah, so not that there's, you know, and it's an outdoor game, and I think that helps. We all assume that helps because it is all outside. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the, you know, obviously it would depend, too, on the teams and you know, who tests positive. And then can you get other players up from the minor leagues in time if you had to? I mean, because it really is it's not about the game as it is a celebration of hockey, you know?
Right. Listen, Mike, thank you very much for your wisdom and grace.
Yeah.
And we look forward to hearing you tonight.
Oh, I got to call you about something else later, okay, Jonesy?
Yeah, call me on my cell phone.
On your cell?
Yeah. 6:30.
Okay, can you give that to me quick?
Dog.
Good to be with you.
All right, love ya.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.